Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. The OPT network brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, health issues, plus a whole lot more.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Krista Scabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Last night, I signed my first $1 million contract.
My baby made it to the pros.
Yeah, when the house party went on until morning, I made Mom happy by buying everyone McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast.
Not only is he talented, he can spot a wise investment.
When you can afford anything you want, you only buy what you love.
McDonald's dollar menu at breakfast. With great tasting options like McCafe coffee, sausage burritos, and the sausage McMuffin sandwich, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Yeah.
Brewing It Up, the bigger show, will be live in 3, 2.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
On the official.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wednesday morning, July 9th. If you're just getting your morning started, of course, it's 7:42 local time, 8:42 Eastern. And as we were up early and moving out, it's not so hot and muggy early in the morning. The drive was clear, no fog this morning. And I don't know about you, DC, but as we're winding down the week, we've been exercising a lot. We've been camping a lot. And by that, I mean football camp. But with all that, I feel really, really good. How about you?
Feeling excellent.
You know what I wanted to say the other day? I said...
More importantly, I feel excellent, but I am excellent.
Wow.
It really doesn't matter how I feel. A lot mm-hmm. of the times, if I'm mind over matter, you know, I don't let my body tell me what's happening. I tell it.
Wow. You are excellent.
Yes.
Not just a feeling.
I do feel excellent, uh-huh. but I'm excellent anyway.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that such a mindset?
Yeah, it absolutely is.
And you know, if we could just decide in our mind that no matter how we feel on any given day, that we're not going to be moved by how we feel, but we're going to empower our minds to do what it is that we need to do. And it just makes getting started in the morning better. It makes your life better. It makes experiences better, and it makes people better who come into your sphere, into your space. And so if you're traveling in this morning and you're saying, well, it's just Wednesday, you know what? You need to find something to be grateful about. Gratitude rules the day. And if every single morning, when your feelings are trying to control what your actions will be, and they're trying to take over, then what I do when I start feeling a certain way, I just think about, what could I be grateful for today? And I'm going to tell you, when you just really think about it, you don't even have to think very hard. You can really, really come up with something that may even be small in some people's sights. But if you can just have a sense of gratitude, it'll just put your emotions in a different place. And so this morning I was thinking, okay, I'm so grateful to have slept in a house last night that had air conditioning, you know?
Well, you know, some people like to complain about the bill. You know, it's really just, I mean, you know, to me, mm-hmm. you know, I don't mind paying the bill because I'm just glad to have.
Like I am too.
Saying. I mean, I'm glad we have air. But, you know, old bad news is going to come around and try to give you some kind
of
bad news to be disgruntled about.
Right.
You know, and so you have to find the positive in everything. The fact that I have air is more important to me than what the bill is.
Absolutely. And you know
especially
what else?
When you can, because another positive in that call that is you can afford to pay the bill.
Absolutely. And that's something to be grateful about.
Absolutely.
And you know what else I was grateful for? Our TV has been out for how long now, DC?
Since Saturday. Maybe even Thursday.
I think.
We went a couple of days without watching TV and we didn't really know it was down.
Mm-hmm. So our TV has been out since last Thursday. And we have not. Our house has been so different.
Well, not the TVs, the system that makes the TV.
Right.
Get the,
right. That powers all of the channels and all the things that we all have become accustomed to watching. And so it has been almost a week. And so I am grateful that when we come into the house, of course, the first thing we don't turn on the TV. That's not the first thing that we do because we have these rituals that everybody's got to do. But soon after we get in, of course, like everybody else, will click on the TV. And so I am grateful that it has brought our family together, where we've come together and just, we've been doing camp, of course, football camp.
The video games are officially removed from the home.
The video games, you know what? That is something for me to run about. I could really, really celebrate no more video games.
No more games.
What do you think? Do you think that, young Deuce Christmas is going to have to go through
a period of withdrawal?
Exactly.
No, he'd be fine. You don't have no withdrawals from that type of stuff.
You know what I was...
Mental withdrawal.
Mental withdrawals. And maybe it will enlighten his mind in other areas.
Yes, it will.
But one thing that I have to say about young Deuce Christmas is that no matter how he is disciplined, he seems to really be able to take it on the chin. And, you know, that's one thing, another thing that I'm grateful for. He didn't, you know, really boot up about it. And sometimes as parents, and we talked about it yesterday, and we really understand that a lot of parents, a lot of grandparents, a lot of people who have raised their children, we're all concerned about our young people. And DC and I were saying, as we made the decision and shared that with young David Christmas, that we were taking the video game out of the house.
Out of the house.
And we said to each other, you know, sometimes as parents, and a lot of times as parents, we have to do for our kids what they can't or will not do for themselves. And you know what? Sometimes our kids want us to do these things for them. Sometimes they want those things to be taken away because they don't have the mental capacity to do it for themselves.
Correct.
And so we made that decision and we decided, you know what, before we know it, we'll be buying school supplies, schools will be back in effect, and we will be on the same merry-go-round if we don't do something different, i.e., if right. You keep doing the same thing, if you keep allowing your kids to do the same thing, and you constantly expect something different, well, we already know that it's not going to happen. So, you know, that's what's happening in our world, but what's happening in a lot of people's world this morning is that you're traveling in. And you're getting there. And you know what? The week is winding down. And as the week is winding down, kids are still on summer vacay. We remind you every single day, make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as them, staying engaged. And yesterday we learned something really refreshing. If kids are out in the streets and we're close to them or we can stop, if we just take the right approach, I feel like we can begin to affect change and we can keep our kids safer. Remember, stay engaged, stay off of mobile devices. We ask you every single morning not to completely stay off them, but just do a little bit better today than you did on yesterday. Remember, we call it progress instead of perfection. Well, it's 7:49. You're well on your way. This segment sponsored by attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. To phone for an appointment, 318-487-9537. Remember, it is hurricane season. So far, so good. But we want you to get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, making sure that all of your home, auto, and life insurance is right on point. And you can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster. It's their top priority. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. To phone for an appointment, 318-445-9700. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. We're going to get a break here, everybody, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Photo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions, memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
She's my queen, I'm her king. Don't you know love?
Bigger Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's 7:59 local time, 8:59 Eastern. And I don't know about you, but we are feeling like we're sitting on a throne of gold.
Sitting on a throne.
What does that do for you this morning? How does that make you not feel, but how does that move you?
Man, I'm going to tell you, Carlette, that just moves me in a way that I don't even have words to describe. Because when you look at who you are in God,
mm-hmm.
and what you have, and being like Reverend Joe Green said, you know, having the type of inheritance that you have,
mm-hmm.
you really are. If unless you let the forces that are outside of you come in and take that from you,
mm-hmm.
you are really sitting on the throne of God.
Sitting on a
and with us, that song goes to a deeper measure.
Because
mm-hmm. when it says, I'm her king and she's my queen, that's
mm-hmm.
how we really feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really, that's how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's not no talking points. That's not, hey, let's say that for the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is real.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, you know, anybody that's listening right here, they understand that and they know it is really
mm-hmm.
real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we really do love each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to, you know, we're not with each other for health insurance.
Are you trying to serenade me this morning?
You know.
You're a mess.
You know, you can't fake love.
No, you can't.
You really can't.
You are my king.
And you are my queen.
I love it.
And together,
we're sitting on the throne of gold. I love it. Now, let me just tell you guys some things that are happening in our community. Many of you may know by now that we are partners with the Alexandria Museum of Art. And you know what? Unless you really have been to the Museum of Art and experienced it, you really don't know what you're missing. And if you're looking for some things that you can get your kids involved in that are really fun, yesterday as we were traveling, moving around, I saw a lot of people taking their little kids, smaller kids, to the Tree Museum. If you've never been, it's so enthralling for kids. It's so interactive, and it's just a great place. But the Alexandria Museum of Art is doing some really incredible things, and they're asking the community to join the community table. It's the second Saturday market, and it's an opportunity for home growers and small farmers. And we have a lot of home growers and a lot of farmers in our area. It's an opportunity for them to sell their extra produce at the market. Now, the table acts as a small co-op, and you can contact the museum at 318-443-3458. And if you're interested in participating, the table on Saturday is July 12th. Now, we thought this was really, really cool because I know our neighbors are, a lot of times we give to our neighbors. Our neighbors sent us over some cucumbers. When was that? That was
Day before yesterday.
He sent us over some really, really good cucumbers, fresh out of his garden.
Yes.
And so a lot of people give a lot of that stuff away but still have an abundance. And so this is an opportunity, DC, for those home growers and those farmers who have that extra, because we don't want to see that stuff go bad.
Absolutely.
You can go out to the second Saturday, which is July 12th, and you can sell those. And we also got some tomatoes, some homegrown fresh tomatoes. Cut those up and put them in vinegar. I'm going to also try to make a little salsa with some of them and just do some different things. And you know, I was talking to you guys the other day about watermelons and about finding what we call the yellow meat. Well, we did indeed. Our callers were right on point, DC, in finding the yellow watermelon.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
And so
that's all you can say.
Absolutely.
Reliable information.
Mm-hmm, and
that's what it's all about.
No bad news here.
No bad news here. Just all reliable.
All reliable good news. And so we found the yellow watermelon, tracked it down. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, if you've never had it, you talk about juicy and sugary sweet. It's absolutely wonderful. And so what DC did for me is he got me a big old yellow watermelon. We took it to the office, and he cut it up for me and put it in big plastic bowls so that I can eat it after the show. I can eat it all during the day, and it's just, it's great for you, we know. And do you see, there was one other fact that I found out about watermelons.
Give it to us.
Yeah. Experts say for men that watermelons act as Viagra. Yes, they increase the blood flow.
Oh.
Yes. To a man's penis when he when he eats, this is what the experts say.
Oh man!
And it acts as a natural Viagra. Who knew?
Well, I know who won't be needing none of it. But I'm gonna start taking it. I'm gonna start using more of it anyway. You know, you can never be too safe.
And because you're not a big watermelon eater like
not
I am.
Time. I really don't want to drink the juice. When you was drinking it, I was thinking about that. When you were drinking it, you know, you let me taste it.
Uh-huh.
And when you started drinking it, I was like, oh, no, she swallowed it. That song, N.W.A., she swallowed it.
No, I don't remember that song. But the watermelon juice.
That's what I thought about. Oh, she's drinking that watermelon juice.
It is very good, very sweet, and it's cool and refreshing. And the experts say that it soothes the muscles. And as we have been using muscles that we have not used in a very long time.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you just need something to soothe those muscles. And so, you know, I'm just experimenting with it, but I believe that it can work. And I believe that, you know, anything that's natural and healthy, it can't be bad for you. So tried that and it's good. And talking about moving, there's an article that talks about sitting not being good for you, not being healthy for you. And the experts say that you can circumvent or you can change the fact that you sit all day long and make yourself healthier by simply exercising an hour a day. It's not just how much you exercise, it says, but you also how much time you spend off of your bottom that keeps your heart healthy. Another day, another study that confirms that, you know, sitting is bad for you. And so we all have known this. A lot of people have jobs that keep you sitting. They're sedentary. Well, experts say that if you exercise an hour of exercise per day will remove the fact that you're sitting all day. And so if you've been trying to figure out how to feel better, and you've been trying to figure out how to get heart healthy, and this is not a new revelation. You know, exercise, simply walking, doing something is going to be better for you than sitting all day and then sitting to drive home and then going home to sit some more. And so I guess that's why, another reason why we feel so refreshed, because now that we don't have to rush home to the television, you know, there are things that we can get busy doing outdoors. We can enjoy seeing, you know, I'm enjoying seeing our son grow into a young man. I'm enjoying seeing his body morph into an athletic body. I mean, he's working out so hard, in some cases now twice every day. And, you know, just seeing him change and understanding that, you know, your kids, you bring them home, and then before you know it, they're young men and young women. And it changes right before your very eyes. It happens so quickly, I tell you. But it's good to see. Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Don't forget, attorney Chris Roy, Jr. of the Roy Law Office, handles personal injury cases. The firm has been around for 4 decades. He understands people. He understands injuries. He understands litigation. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office can be reached at 318-487-9537. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart, dedicated to excellence. If you have not seen their new Heart of Louisiana in Pineville, you have missed it. It is absolutely state of the art. It is beautiful. And it's even more on point than ever before. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. Their number, 800-454-3730. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control company. It doesn't matter where you are in the state. they're on point to service you. And let me tell you something. You don't want to trust your home to just anybody. You want to trust your home to people that have been in business for more than 50 years. That's J&J Exterminated. They can be reached at 318-448-4800. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached at 318-346-2540. Solo Productions. If you're looking to have that special event, you're getting married, you're having a family reunion, having a party, well, Solo Productions captures your precious moments one smile or 10 smiles at a time. It is an amazing state-of-the-art photo booth. And for more information on how you can connect, 318-581-9106. Lamia Peterson is the owner and operator. You can also log on to her website at www.solophotoproductions.com. 10 after the hour, 8 o'clock, 10 after 9 Eastern. You're on point. And when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. Hope is a word that sticks with most of us. And as Jesse Jackson said, keep hope alive. Well, believe it or not, hope is the last thing that dies in a man. Although it's exceedingly deceitful, it will make you think you can do what you can't do if you're not careful. But while hope is still traveling, still a part of us, then we believe we can do something every day that was not done the day before. As a matter of fact, hope looks for the good in people instead of harping on the worst in them. Hope opens doors where despair closed them. Hope discovers what can be done instead of grumbling about what cannot be done. Hope draws its power from a deep trust in God and a basic goodness of mankind. Hope lights a candle instead of crushing in the dark. Hope regards problems as small or large as opportunities. Hope cherishes no illusion, nor does it yield criticism. But hope brings to each individual the attitude of, I can do it. I will rise tomorrow. I will have a new day. I will have a fresh start as long as I have hope. I can live and help others live. So be hopeful, be kind, and believe in yourself, knowing that if you keep hope alive, you will accomplish your mission. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joe S. Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah. I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Lend ears to what I say. Planet in his ignorant state. Signed and sealed is our fate. Doctrines of the falling angel. No water. Quench eternal flames of hell. Hellfire. I said doctrines of the falling angel. No water. To quench eternal flames. In a crisis, whoa, whoa.
the beach.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. David Christmas is in a mood this morning, and I absolutely love it. Well, if you're on your way, it's 20 minutes after 8 local time, 20 minutes after 9 Eastern. And you guys know, if you listen to the show, that we are always trying to find ways to give. And what we have determined, DC and I and Team OPT, is that we are going to absolutely give ourselves rich. And we're going to keep talking about giving. But in talking about giving, DC, what we're trying to do is raise people to a different level of thinking.
Absolutely.
We're trying to move people away from always being in the taking line. We just simply call them takers. And, you know, getting out of the hookup line and getting into a line of giving. But it first has to center and start in the mind. Now, you guys know we read everything. Well, there was an article, and it's just really so appropriate to share for this morning's conversation. You know, we're great, great sports fans. And there was an article in Time Magazine or HuffPost, one of those articles, one of those magazines or periodicals. And it talked about D'Angelo Williams, who is a running back for the Carolina Panthers. And he was traveling, D.C., as many people were, during the 4th of July holiday. And he gave up his first class seat to a Marine. And he said it was his way of paying it forward. It was his way of showing gratitude. Now, you see, when you pay it forward or you become a giver, it's not always monetary giving. There are so many ways that you can give, and we forget about that. Which brings me to what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about paying it forward. And pay it forward is actually a grassroots movement that grants the wishes of children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. And here to talk about this incredible foundation, this incredible altruistic movement, is the founder, Casey Robinson, all the way from Shreveport, Louisiana, right up the road. Casey, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Casey, like with any great idea, with any movement, it has to start somewhere. And I want you to talk about how this was birthed in your spirit.
Absolutely. And I will say, it's Pay It Forward Networking. It's what people are searching for. If they don't include that ING at the end, they may have trouble finding it.
Okay.
But I have a board of volunteers that dedicate their time in addition to work and families to help make this happen. And we still joke about my little idea, because I called them all one evening and said, you know, hey, I have a little idea, need your help with it. And it's quickly become quite larger than what I ever expected. About 10 months ago, I had found out that a young man that I've known for the past 10 years, BJ Sparks, who has muscular dystrophy, I met him right out of college and at an MDA camp, and he completely changed my life and has become like a little brother to me. I found out he had never been to an LSU football game, and he is a diehard sports fan.
Wow.
And so I began trying to find him tickets. However, you know, with the season already started, to find tickets that were wheelchair accessible was quite a feat. And I just put it out there. I just sent out text messages, emails, phone calls. I mean, I literally woke up one morning with an overwhelming need to find him tickets to an LSU game. I mean, it was just crazy. And within 3 hours, I had some strangers, some friends, some acquaintances, we had him tickets in a suite.
Wow.
Two LSU games, pregame sideline passes, and then just to put a little icing on the cake, we had him tickets to a New Orleans Saints game.
Come on.
And that night, his mother, Robin, who's a dear friend of mine, was crying, and she said, yeah, I just wish there was a way that we could do this for other children. And I said, well, We could. It's just through networking. And I first, you know, began searching. So I'm like, well, this seems so simple. Maybe it's being done. And I could not find where it was being done. So I just said a little prayer and thought, you know, okay, God, I have a lot of ideas from time to time. If this is something I need to do, you know, just let me know. And by the next day, I had assembled a board of people that I knew very well that they would give their heart to everything. I also called one of the gentlemen that helped to get BJ to the LSU game, and everyone said yes. I thought I was going to have to sell it. I mm-hmm. thought, you know, I would get, oh, okay, you're crazy. This isn't going to happen. Everyone said yes. And what was even more special is half of the people I called said, you know what, I've just been praying that there would be something that I could get involved with, something that I could do. And it just was perfect timing. And I sort of sat down and came up with a plan, and I created a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And my goal was, you know, maybe in a few months or a year, you know, if we could just have 500 followers, you know, we'll be doing great.
Mm-hmm.
I hit submit on the Facebook page at 8 p.m. one night. By the next morning, we had over 500 people following the page saying, how can we get involved? What do you need? I'm in. Let me know. And wow. So I went ahead and I posted our first wish for a child, and it just exploded, and people were it's so amazing when it happens. When I post a wish, it's like people are almost competing to who can grant it first.
Let's talk about why it's so important, because you and I were talking before the show came up. We were talking during the break or before our conversation came up, and we were talking about being parents of kids who are completely normal, who are born healthy and whole. And there's another side to that coin where people who have kids with disabilities have a lot of challenges. Let's talk about why it's so critically important for those families to make these wishes and these dreams come true.
Well, I think first and foremost, just from a lot of the parents that I've spoken with, I get very close to the kids and their parents that we grant wishes for. And one of the things that most of them have pointed out is that we remind them that they're not in it alone, and they have this community of complete strangers that are rallying behind them to help them with their precious child. And more so than that, on the flip side of that, what it does for our network and our members is it reminds them that just because a child is in a wheelchair or is very ill or has, you know, had a bout with cancer, they're still just precious children that have the same wants and needs that every other child has.
Mm-hmm.
And it just opens the eyes to people to focus on their abilities rather than their disabilities.
Wow, that's powerful. And talk about, there is a young girl and a family right here in our area that you are working with right now. Let's talk about Kylie.
Okay, absolutely. I definitely want to share with you about a little girl named Lexi after we talk about colleagues. It goes in so well together.
Okay.
Like I said, I care about every single wish that is sent my way. And when I got Kylie's, I just felt a tug at my heart in a very special way. This sweet little girl is battling from a rare disease called short gut syndrome, and she is in dire need of a multi-organ transplant to wow. save her life, basically. And her mother was also recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Wow.
And her mother is just so determined to take care of her baby, and obviously she has to take care of herself as well. Well, along with the struggles that a parent faces with a child with disabilities, there are mounting medical costs. And in Kylie's situation, due to some changes with insurance, there is a $3,000 copay that has to be paid for the air transport in order for her to receive the organs. And we posted her wishes. She's going to be getting boxes and boxes of goodies, including an iPad, because when she goes into the hospital for her organ transplant, you know, she will be there a while. And so we wanted to do something for her to help entertain her and pass mm-hmm. those days. But we put it out there, and I was praying so hard about it, and her mother informed me on Monday morning that they actually had to pass on a match on Sunday. Due to inability to pay. And I said, you know what, that cannot happen again. And I just, I reposted her wish. I rallied my board together.
Wait a minute, Casey, stop, because a lot of people, our hearts dropped. They had to pass on a perfect match for her organs because they couldn't pay for it.
Absolutely. It's heartbreaking. And, you know, her mother, when she told me, she said, but you know what? Those organs went to someone else. And you just have to believe that it was God's plan for the recipient that needed them just a little bit more that day. But I'm very happy to say, through the support, especially in Alexandria and Pineville area, we've got some things in place for some fundraisers. We're really encouraging the community there to get behind Kylie, you know, have a hamburger sale, whatever you can do to help her. She also has a GoFundMe page.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also, they have a lot of medical costs, but I am happy to say, should a match come tomorrow, it's covered.
Wow.
Without going into a lot of detail,
right.
It's covered on that end as far as that $3,000 copay, and I'm so grateful to our network for making sure that that's out of the way, and now we just focus on all the other medical calls.
Absolutely, and Kylie she's 8 years old, isn't she?
She is, and she is a very strong, energetic little girl. She loves cheerleading. she loves dolls. We got her, she'll be getting her very own American Girl doll that she's going to get to pick out very soon. Just her mother is so inspiring with her strength and Kylie's strength. And, you know, her mother just told me yesterday, you know, Kylie's a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's obviously so apparent with what she goes through, because a lot of, you know, she wasn't necessarily supposed to survive this disease to this point. And I think now it's our turn as a community to step up and fight with her to make sure that not only are her wishes of toys and trips granted, but to make sure that her mother does not have to worry about the financial end of taking care of her baby.
Absolutely. How did they connect with Pay It Forward Networking?
We have our website and our Facebook page, and that's where pretty much everything is done. Well, someone in Shreveport had actually heard of Kylie's story and reached out to one of my board members, and my board member called me and was like, okay, you've got to hear this. We've got to do something for this little girl. And so our process is very simple. We have two forms that the parents fill out. They send those in along with a statement of diagnosis from the physician and a couple of photos of their child. And once we've verified everything, we put it out there. And, I mean, so far, we just started 10 months ago. We have close to 10,000 followers, or members, as we call them, of our group. And we've granted wishes for 46 children with special needs and disabilities in 10 short months.
Wow. What does that do, Casey, for your faith in God and your faith in people?
I can tell you a little bit about me. I've always considered myself a Christian, but you know, some things happened 3 years ago during my pregnancy with my two-year-old that I turned to God and I gave it all to God, and it truly changed my life. Well, since starting Pay It Forward, I have just seen that this is not me. God has opened so many doors for us for Pay It Forward Networking to happen. And about 6 weeks in to when we started, I will admit that I was stressed. I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, wondering if God made a mistake by putting me on this. How am I going to handle this? And I got an email for a little girl named Lexi Gordon from her speech therapist. And Lexi was 2 years old and was dying from Tay-Sachs disease, a disease I had never even heard of. And
what is it? What is that disease?
It is a very rare genetic disease where the baby around 6 months old starts to regress, and the disease literally takes over their body. They lose their ability to move, to talk, to smile, to laugh. It's heartbreaking, this disease. Wow. And so when I was like, well, what can we do for her? Well, I talked to her mother the next morning, and her mom shared with me that her biggest fear is that Lexi will be forgotten and that she just wants someone to be her voice, and that though Lexi had progressed significantly with her disease, there was this one song called Blue Skies by J-May, who's in New York, that anytime they play it for Lexi, just a little something would come to life. Like, just there would be a reaction. And so I hung up the phone, and I called one of our board members, Christy Fredo, and I said, okay, here's your job. Get in touch with J-May. I mean, and we were literally like, you know, maybe we can get an autographed CD. You know, that was our biggest goal. I mean, you know, we were just grasping at straws. Well, within 4 hours, I was able to call her mother to let her know that the mayors of Shreveport and Bossier were going to hold a proclamation to proclaim March 30th, Lexi Gordon Day, which is her birthday. And because we didn't know how much time she had, they were going to go ahead and hold a proclamation in November. And that J-May, all the way from New York, was already booked to fly in the following week to Shreveport, Louisiana. And our network exploded. And we, I mean, we still pride ourselves. We are Team Lexi, and we are Lexi boys. And I made a promise to Lexi whenever I had the honor of holding her, just literally a day and a half before she got her angel wings. And I whispered in her ear that my promise was to always be her voice, and I would raise awareness for KSAC. And I know that God put her in my life for a reason, just as much as he put me in her life for a reason. And she, I feel though, like she's always with me. And I just talked to her mom this morning. Her mom actually texted me and just said, you know, I want to thank you because I cry a lot because I miss my baby. But y'all, Pay It Forward Networking gave them memories that she can always hold on to. And, you know, we had just hundreds and hundreds of people attend Lexi Day. We've had, you know, people from all over the country sending pictures of them wearing pink because that was Lexi's color, or lighting a candle for her the weekend she passed away. And I mean, it's just amazing that this little girl, without speaking a word, changed the worlds of so many people and will truly never be forgotten. And I, like I said, I keep my promise to where anytime I have a platform, I talk about Lexi, because I feel like you can't talk about Pay It Forward Networking without Lexi, because we went from maybe 1,200 followers to 5,000 followers the week that we met Lexi.
Wow. Talk about how the was J-May able to sing for her? Talk about that moment.
And I encourage anyone to find the video on our Facebook page if you just need to see God in action, because J-May flew in, we picked her up at the airport, and went into Lexi's house, and she sat on the couch and began to sing Blue Skies to her. And my favorite part of the video was when you could hear the gasp of Lexi's mom and dad, and her mom whispered, she hasn't done that in months, because Lexi began to mouth the words of the song. Her legs began to kick, and her little hands began to move. And it was the most, I mean, to see it on video is amazing, but I can tell you, to have been sitting in that room and watching that happen and feeling God's presence, I truly believe that Lexi was an angel that he let us on earth have the honor of knowing and loving. And it was a beautiful moment that all of us that had the honor of being there will forever hold dear.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. And, you know, when you think about that, and you think about any parent having to understand the reality of losing a baby, unless you've been there, you could never quite really understand it or even fathom what that felt like. And that's why we thought that this conversation, Casey, and what you were doing along with the volunteers was so important for people to understand that it is about coming out of ourselves. And you said something so powerful and so profound, and I hope that people didn't miss it, because we certainly didn't. It's about surrendering, because this thing is so much bigger than you. And when you surrendered and said, okay, God, I trust you, all of those things in your heart, he started to make those things happen. And he started allowing you to see the fruition of those things, even as people were leaving the earth. And that's why we felt like this conversation, this message is critical, because it's not just about money, is it?
Absolutely not. You know, and I tell parents when we get wishes, like, you know, I wish we could grant the big things like Disney, but, you know, that's just, we're a network of everyday people that,
you know what, it's
give.
Coming. It's coming, though, Casey.
Well, and sweet Jamaria, who battling cancer, one of her wishes was Disney. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we quickly were able to get all of her other wishes granted. And I called her mom and I said, look, I know I could get her to SeaWorld or Morgan's Wonderland. You know, I'm so scared this isn't going to happen. And her mom was like, you know, absolutely, you know, whatever y'all can do. We had lined up a private dance lesson for her at a local dance studio. Well, that morning I got a phone call at 7 a.m. And for those who know me can giggle at that, because I'm not very much of a morning person. Before 8 a.m., I'm really not turned on. And I answered the phone and this man said, is it too early to make a girl's dreams come true? And I said, well, absolutely not. And this man just said, I'm taking a leap of faith. I'm booking the Disney trip.
Oh.
She's going next week. We'll raise the money. We have 6 days. Well,
wow.
My first reaction is, oh, my God, we have 6 days.
Uh-huh.
The community rallied, and she got the trip of a lifetime to Disney. We had the vice president of customer service at Disney World calling us saying, what do we need to do to roll out the red carpet? We had people, the local fire department in Bossier, holding a plate lunch to raise the money for the airfare. Everything just happened, did not miss a beat. And that sort of inspired me. You know, sadly, Jamaria, she did go to Disney, and 6 days upon returning, she did gain her angel wings. But she left behind such an inspiration of that, if it feels like it should happen, it's going to happen.
Absolutely.
And that's how I feel about Kylie, that this child deserves her chance at life. And I just know that the Alexandria and Pineville community and all, I mean, we're, Pay It Forward Networking is not just in Louisiana. It has quickly gone across the nation because Lexi's story was picked up by the Associated Press.
Wow.
And so we have people all over the country involved with our network. And, you know, I just remind people that, yes, some of the wishes are big, and some of them may cost $500, or some of them may involve calling, reaching out to all your contacts, and getting on social media to find certain celebrities or sports figures. But some of them are as simple as just share this wish. This family just wants prayers. This family just wants to raise awareness. And so the members of our network, every single person, whether they've spent $1 to grant a wish or they're just sharing the page, we're all part of it. And
absolutely,
it's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. Tell people, Casey, before you've got to go, how they can connect with Pay It Forward Networking.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/payitforwardnetworking. If you're not on Facebook but you want to get involved, you can go to our website, www.payitforwardnetworking.com. And you can actually submit, because I post one wish a week typically. Sometimes I break my own rules and do two or three. You can go onto our website, and there's actually somewhere you can click to submit your email address. And I tell people, you're never going to get spam from me. You're going to get, if you get an email from Pay It Forward Networking, you can rest assured that it's a child's wish. And I just encourage people, don't just look at the page, like the page, share the page, invite people to become part of this, put your email address in so you can make sure you know when the wishes are coming, because you never know when it's one you can help with. And if you can't help with it, forward it out to your contacts, because you just never know. We had one person who shared a wish thinking they could not help, and within the next day somehow the family of Duck Dynasty, and Uncle Cy Robertson was calling me saying, hey, I heard you got a Duck Dynasty wish. And another family, we have a sports agent that's part of our network that can help with our sports related mm-hmm. wishes. So you never
know who can help.
You truly never know. And so it's a beautiful thing. And I thank you so much for letting me talk about it. I'm so passionate about it. It's just the most amazing thing that's ever happened in my life. And I invite everyone to be a part of it. And I can promise one thing is that you will not regret becoming part of the network.
Well, you know what, Casey? We feel your passion. We feel your heart. We feel your energy. It is absolutely palpable. And may God continue to bless the work of your hands. And may your network be enlarged, your territory be enlarged, and that you will have and be able to provide every wish that God has in store for children and families that are going through these challenges. Casey, thank you for getting up so early and spending the busiest and the very best part of your morning with us right here on the OPT Network.
Thank you so much. And I wanted to mention one more quick thing.
Sure.
This organization is ran completely by volunteers. We have no paid staff, so I want to say again how grateful I am mm-hmm. to the board that took this leap of faith with me and give their time. And so thank you so much.
Absolutely. Volunteerism, that's what it's about. Casey, thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Thank you. And y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. We gotta get a break here, everybody, but we're back right after this.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing the best direct care 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Our services include eating, bathing, dressing, grooming, transferring, walking, and all of your other activities of daily living. Sylvia's Caring Companions promotes the highest quality of life possible, whether it's in the client's home or in a community environment. Sylvia's Caring Companions. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day.
I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Terrence just tried McDonald's new raspberry sweet tea and diet sweet tea for the first time. Now he's seeing sweet tea everywhere.
Good morning, sweetie.
Sweet tea?
Are those new kicks? Sweet tea?
Sweet tea again.
Oh, don't forget, the meeting is in sweet tea.
This is getting weird. I think I love sweet tea.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Our new raspberry sweet tea and zero-calorie diet sweet tea are a dollar any size, so you'll start seeing them everywhere. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and...
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, not only are we winding down the week, we're winding down the morning, 8:58 local time, 9:58 Eastern. And DC and I were just sitting back, listening to music that we listened to years and years ago, talking about, DC, how really prophetic.
Yeah.
And how forward those words were then, but are now.
That was back in the early 80s,
mm-hmm.
mid-80s. Early to mid-80s that they were doing that, and they were talking about people injecting themselves to be young.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
who knew?
Doing it now.
Yeah, who knew that Botox was going to be, you know, just as common as,
and,
you know.
Plastic surgery and mm-hmm. all that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to avoid the process.
And I tell you, you know, as you think about those words and think about all of the things that are happening in life, you know, we often talk about self-love and being true and being one's authentic self. And I was reading an article, and a mother